The Silver Arrow SSKL Avers Racing Car from 1932. An article published on MercedesBenz.com. The SSKL has been rebuilt over the course of several months. This is it. The very first Silver Arrow. Radio reporter Paul Lavin lent the Mercedes-Benz SSKL a name that would later write automotive history when the car won the Berlin Avers racing event in 1932. The SSKL with its streamlined body was then ultimately the first Silver Arrow and celebrated a magnificent victory at Avers in May of that year. The people of Berlin named the silver racing car Gherkin after the initial training runs as a result of its somewhat awkward appearance. This Gherkin, however, which featured an aluminium body, went on to literally drive away from the competition on the fastest German racetrack at the time. On the afternoon of the 22nd of May 1932, the star of two men rose up to the occasion in the form of a very special SSKL, as the streamlined body designed by former motorcycle racer Reinhard Freiherr von Kunisch-Fuchsenfeld turned the not-so-competitive SSKL back into a winner again. The world's fastest Gherkin achieved a top speed of 230 kilometers an hour, an entire 20 kilometers an hour more than the standard SSKL, thanks to the lightweight streamlined aluminium body. The victory at the Berlin Avers represented an obvious breakthrough in aerodynamics, not only in a racing context, because without the lightweight aerodynamic body, the car would have required an additional 80 horsepower, 59 kilowatts, to achieve the same level of performance. No race can be won without a daredevil pilot, however. Manfred von Brauchitsch, just 26 years old, relegated established star Rudolf Caracciola to second place ahead of the world's very best racing drivers, and in doing so, paved the way to the long-awaited move to professional racing. Overnight, Manfred von Brauchitsch became a revered young star at the wheel of Silver Arrows. Over 85 years after its initial race, the SSKL has lost none of its fascination. This holds true with regard to not only its impressive appearance, but also the racing technology it embeds. The vehicle boasts an impressive weight distribution, explains Mercedes-Benz project manager Michael Plug from Mercedes-Benz Classic. We actually measured the car twice. The holes in the frame are so accurate that the weight distribution is 49.4 to 50.6, perfectly balanced. The SSKL had been rebuilt by the Classic Center in Fellbach over the course of several months. In 1931, there were four original vehicles, which were manufactured at a total cost of 150,000 Reichsmark. An SSK from our collection provided the basis for the streamlined car, for which we had individual parts specially fabricated, Plug adds. The engine block, vertical shaft, racing conrod, oil pump fan, and intake manifold, as well as the large elephant compressor with its 18 ribs, are, however, original, as was the case with the former SSKL, and in contrast to SS and SSK standard vehicles, it can permanently run alongside the engine. A lever below the steering column switches it on and off. The power output of the internally designated M06 RS inline six-cylinder engine with 7.1 litres of displacement was increased to 176 kilowatt, 240 horsepower without the compressor, and 220 kilowatt, 300 horsepower with it, thanks to its streamlined aluminium body. The world-famous Supersport short lightweight was no longer recognisable, however, but all the more spectacular to behold. The angular shapes of the SSK disappeared, leaving only the front axle design to reveal what lurks beneath. The rear suspension was also completely covered and tapers off at the rear just as pointedly as the rear end of the racing Gherkin. Meanwhile, the front is dominated by a gigantic cooling air intake, and a deflector shield only minimally protects the cockpit of the streamlined SSKL. To open the bonnet and gaze at the long-stroke inline six-cylinder engine, you first need to remove the aerodynamically contoured cover at the head hinge. The cockpit is identical to that in the SSKL, which means there are two leather seats, a dominating steering wheel, and Spartan interior to minimise the weight as far as possible at just 1,444 kilograms. Next to the dashboard is the central accelerator pedal, with the clutch at the left and the brake at the right. At the race itself, Manfred von Brauchitsch competed as a privately funded driver, Due to the continuing global economic crisis, Mercedes-Benz decided at the time to pull the plug on its own motorsport activities, which had already been running on the back burner since 1931. The brand with the star did bag Manfred von Brauchitsch, however, who started on his own, as well as Hans Stuck, who was at the wheel of an SSKL with the standard body at the race held at the Avers high-speed track. Avers comprised two straight sections, each 9.5 kilometres long, which were connected by two bends to form an oval. During the race, the drivers had to cover this stretch 15 times, for a total of 294 kilometres. All the while, the turbocharged six-cylinder engine roared out of the mighty exhaust tailpipe on the right side. The average speed achieved by von Brauchitsch back then was nothing short of an unbelievable 194 kilometres an hour. From the second lap on, favourite and star driver Rudolf Caracciola, who started with Alfa Romeo in 1932 as a result of the withdrawal of his Mercedes-Benz team, and Manfred von Brauchitsch in the SSKL streamlined racing car, competed directly against each other and finished in first and second place. Caracciola, who led the race in his more agile Alfa Romeo, kept increasing the distance into and immediately out of the corners when accelerating, while von Brauchitsch caught up with him in his big SSKL on the straights. Von Brauchitsch was tactically clever and did not overtake Rudolf Caracciola in his Alfa Romeo until the last lap, winning after 1:30.53 hours on the home straight, a race for eternity. A feat that is not only attributed to the Silver Arrow. Only 5 out of the 16 cars that had started actually crossed the finish line, including the two SSKLs.